Hello, Sydney Sloth here. Relax, take a deep breath, and turn on your imagination, because it's time for a bedtime story. Tonight's story comes from Mark, Chapter 1.
At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee. John baptized Jesus in the Jordan River. Jesus was coming up out of the water. Just then he saw heaven being torn open. Jesus saw the Holy Spirit coming down on him like a dove. A voice spoke to him from heaven. It said, "You are my son, and I love you. I am very pleased with you." At once, the Holy Spirit sent Jesus out into the desert. He was in the desert 40 days. There, Satan tempted him. The wild animals didn't harm Jesus. Angels took care of him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee. He preached the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Turn away from your sins and believe the good news."
Can I imagine the scene? I look up and see the sky split open. I see the Holy Spirit coming down looking like a dove. I hear a voice from heaven. Is it loud or quiet? I wonder what Jesus felt hearing God say he is his son and that God was pleased. As I hear the story again, I listen for what happens next.
At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee. John baptized Jesus in the Jordan River. Jesus was coming up out of the water. Just then he saw heaven being torn open. Jesus saw the Holy Spirit coming down on him like a dove. A voice spoke to him from heaven. It said, "You are my son, and I love you. I am very pleased with you." At once, the Holy Spirit sent Jesus out into the desert. He was in the desert 40 days. There, Satan tempted him. The wild animals didn't harm Jesus. Angels took care of him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee. He preached the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Turn away from your sins and believe the good news.
Jesus feels the Holy Spirit leading him into the desert very strongly. Jesus spends 40 days there with the wild creatures, not eating. Can I imagine how long 40 days is? It's all the way from Ash Wednesday to Easter. I can think about how long Jesus was in the wilderness fasting every day. I look forward to Easter. I wonder how hungry Jesus got. I wonder what Jesus talked to God about for 40 days. I wonder what it was like to be tempted and how hard it would be to say no. As I hear the story one more time, I imagine what I would do in the desert for 40 days.
At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee. John baptized Jesus in the Jordan River. Jesus was coming up out of the water. Just then he saw heaven being torn open. Jesus saw the Holy Spirit coming down on him like a dove. A voice spoke to him from heaven. It said, "You are my son, and I love you. I am very pleased with you." At once, the Holy Spirit sent Jesus out into the desert. He was in the desert 40 days. There, Satan tempted him. The wild animals didn't harm Jesus. Angels took care of him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee. He preached the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Turn away from your sins and believe the good news."
Have I ever been in a place like a desert where things aren't comfortable? Where I am hungry or sad? Can I imagine being with the wild creatures? Can I imagine how close God is to me in those places? What would I like to say to God about that now? Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.